Well, this week in California, the first solar battery was unveiled, an invention that will potentially enable households to run their own power from their solar panels. The Wire's Brittany Evans spoke to future technology expert John O'Brien to explain more about it.
Rather than having to have great big power stations, having lots of energy in the wires ready to go, people can have solar panels on the roof and just store the energy during the daytime and then use it at night, or it can be used at a larger level for wind farms where they store the energy when the wind blows and use it at other times, or in all sorts of other ways.
What will be the effect for countries across the world?
One of the things that's fascinating we do quite a lot of work with is developing countries and how sort of energy supplies will happen in little villages. So you can have a little rack of solar panels and a storage system that will power the village. But in Australia, it's going to change the power of the big energy companies in some way. So it opens up different business opportunities for smaller, more innovative companies to come into the market and store energy and sell energy and maybe knock off the big guys in the end.
What does it mean for big electricity retailers? How will they greet this change?
They'll be watching it carefully. So they potentially have a lot to lose, but if they're innovative and move quickly, then potentially there's a new business there for them as well. So I know both AGL and Origin are now offering to finance solar panels, and that's something that had been done by small private companies for several years, and it's now got to the scale where they think, okay, we're going to do this. I know they're looking carefully at different battery technologies, and I've no doubt they'll be looking at Tesla closely.
There's also talk about introducing the solar energy into neighbourhoods with one main energy storage battery for the whole neighbourhood. Do you believe this is realistic, or do you think it's going to be a possibility?
It's already demonstrated many times around the world, and particularly with the remote communities in Australia. That's to some extent that's already in place. There are solar panels out there. There might still be diesel backup for some of them, but there's more and more storage systems going in. There's a project in North Queensland where they basically replace the diesel with solar and battery storage for a remote community.
John O'Brien, he's the managing director of both Australian Cleantech and Sino Cleantech, and he also wrote a book called Opportunities Beyond Carbon. Well, Lawrence McIntosh is the project leader and business planner for a group called SolarShare in Canberra. He discussed his reaction to the current SolarShare energy batteries with Brittany.
Oh, I think it's a pretty exciting development, really. I think it's a really good opportunity for people who have got solar that might not necessarily be able to use it at the time that it's generated during the day, and this gives them an opportunity to make more use of that available solar power by storing it until later on in the evening or in the day.
So can you tell me a little bit about what you're currently involved in with SolarShare? I understand it's sort of related in the regards of the solar panels.
Absolutely, yeah. I run an organisation called SolarShare, which is a community-owned solar farm project. Our mission, I suppose, is to give anyone an option to take part in solar electricity, be they renters or maybe living in apartments or somehow other otherwise restricted from having their own solar energy. So through us, they can have a smaller share in a much larger community-owned solar farm, which is about a megawatt in size. So it's about 250 homes worth of power.
What will be the effects for rural Australia, Indigenous Australians and the wider world?
Wow. Well, so particularly people in remote areas, and I guess that expands to a lot of areas in the wider world, we could see a bit like the way you might be familiar with mobile phones in India, leapfrogging what is now outdated technology in landlines. And in a similar way, we could see solar and batteries leapfrogging the traditional kind of distribution grid happening in some of these remote places. So I think that's a really good way of reducing costs for people in more remote areas, because the cost of stringing poles and wires, even just a few kilometres, can amount to hundreds of thousands of dollars. And if the electricity use that's needed out there isn't that large, but it's still important to have it, then having a system which has got reliable electricity from the sun with storage is a really cost-effective way of solving that problem.
That's Lawrence McIntosh. He's the project leader and business planner for SolarShare in Canberra, and he was speaking to The Wire's Brittany Evans.